And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. Yesterday, the Southern Rail Commission met in Monroe. It heard from Monroe Mayor Friday Ellis and U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy and had stakeholders from Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, and Alabama discussing funding opportunities to bring an I-20 corridor passenger rail service. The Southern Rail Commission hosted the meeting, including the Federal Railroad Administration, Amtrak, Canadian Pacific Railways, the Louisiana Department of Transportation Development, and others. The new corridor would run from Shreveport to Vicksburg. There's already train service in Dallas that moves to East Texas and service in Jackson, Mississippi. The passenger rail corridor would be along the I-20 route. Senator Cassidy helped lead the meeting and noted the collaboration of federal, state, and local stakeholders gathered to support passenger rail. In 2021, Canadian Pacific Railway proposed a merger with Kansas City Southern Freight Railroad. Once approved, it is committed to then partnering with Amtrak, who would operate passenger rail service tracks along the I-20 corridor. Authorities in southeast Louisiana's St. James Parish say all but two families have been allowed to return back to their homes after a train derailment and a hydrochloric acid leak forced the evacuation of 200 residents. The parish president says the cleanup, including excavating the soil, was required at two homes closest to the spill site. Authorities had begun a street-by-street lifting of the evacuation earlier Thursday. The evacuation was ordered after the Wednesday derailment of the Canadian National Railroad cars, roughly 40 miles to the west of New Orleans. A federal judge says that a North Louisiana's prison's treatment of mentally ill prisoners violates federal law and the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. District Judge Elizabeth Foote's 165-page Tuesday ruling states that officials at the Davis-Wade Correctional Center have used solitary confinement as a depository for mentally ill prisoners, and that only worsens their mental illness. Foote set a January remedy proceeding where the state will have to show what it has done to correct the problems. A correction department spokesperson says that they disagree with Judge Foote's ruling. From studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana Monroe, I'm Corey Crow. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.